Salaam alaikum. This is your blood brother Malad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio coming to you at 8:35. Pardon me, 7:45. We had small technical difficulties, and I'm not going to stay on too long, brothers and sisters, because this is the month of Ramadan, and I wanted to schedule the show to about 7:55 or 7:50 so we can break our fast for the holy month of Ramadan. But I have the freedom to stay on as long as I want and come off as early as I want. But I'm going to come on tomorrow evening, and I will be on tomorrow evening, God willing, at 7 o'clock p.m. And I'll stay on to about 8:05, because that's a good time for the month of Ramadan. But since I have a good 20 minutes to say a few things to my listening audience, because everything is recorded, and I can send it to my loyal people that tune in, and there'll be hundreds of emails I'll send you to take direct, or if you go to the library at New Africa, Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Mirage Speaks, you can get this over the air yourself. I want to say to you, because there's so many things happening, I feel what I would call obligated. I literally feel obligated, brothers and sisters, that I need to go on the air to be able to just bring you some enlightening on things that has happened in the world today. I got to honestly tell you, I was worried about my beloved brother Musa, but usually he follows up to make sure that I'm on at a certain time. I'm elated that I can speak another 20 minutes because his health is more important than this radio. He's okay, his family's okay, and that makes me okay. You know, when you fall in love with your brother, you can never forget him. And for him to be not ill with what's going on today, you say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. We're losing so many people, brothers and sisters, and we don't have a clue. Most of y'all do not have a clue. I understand for Satan's job is to test us. And yes, he's going to trick you and con you, but you have to understand this is the life that we was created and was handed to us, because Allah doesn't hand anyone a burden that it cannot withstand. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds, we thank Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth and everything between it, the system of all knowledge. He has no partners, no associates. He has no children. But he is one. He stands alone. And we thank him for a mercy to all humanity and Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. May the peace and blessing be upon the Prophet and his descendants and his companion. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We always like to say those things because to let you know that Allah comes first, and then we mention Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, so we don't forget that he's a messenger of God, perfect example to all human beings. Is it our nature? He's not an Arab, he's a prophet. Muhammad is a human being, and he's the type. Just like his father Adam, he is the type. We all have to honestly say, I just got a call from a text from my beloved brother Musa. He knows I love him, and he loves me. We have mutual love for each other. And I appreciate that he goes out of his way. He's a busy man, brother, since he's getting working on his PhD. He should have it this year, inshallah. Well, he got a master's degree in this and a master's degree in that. He's an educator. I sometimes prayed that he had full in charge of Tuskegee Institute. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless him with that, he would grow tremendously. But he's a humble man. He doesn't want to be in charge of anything, but he would like to have a voice to guide those who are in position. He doesn't know it. I'll say it on the air because this will be here. My great-great-grandchildren will hear this. Anytime academia with his skills from the family that he comes from, his grandpa, Booker T. Washington, and says, you know, I would like to give you a doctorate degree. Just that alone. If it happens, alhamdulillah. If it doesn't happen, alhamdulillah, Allah is still the God. But the idea that he would believe or feel that I have those kinds of capabilities, but I got to say this, and because he texts me, he didn't take me off my subject. This is what I do. What I like about this, brothers and sisters, I always love Tuskegee. Forget how the Commodores came from Tuskegee, but those red tails, now, don't get me wrong, don't misconstrue. I love the Commodores. The way they came together in Tuskegee, and boy, did they build a great name. It's a good name today, even though Lionel Richie had to go on his own, but he bounced from that era to who he is today. But nevertheless, those red tails, as a youngster, we used to love Tuskegee. We felt that if Harvard is number one, that was number one amongst the African Americans. And Booker T. Washington, may God be pleased, in Grand Paradise, was not just an educator, he was an entrepreneur also. And he always went out and, like, you go out and scout and go and get a great basketball player like Magic Johnson, and you go and get a guy like Michael Jordan, and Kobe, and LeBron James. They all had to go get them. Jen Brown, all of them were scouted. Well, he used to scout educators. The one that comes to my mind is a man that we used to call the created the peanut. And Washington Carver was more than just that. And Booker T. Washington knew that. That he can take land that they can destroy or try to take away from us or poison it. And he had the ability to bring it back to the original earth. But not just in America. They sent them all over the country. But Booker T. Washington is the one who went and seeked out for him and brought him to Tuskegee. Of course, Tuskegee got a lot of history. And I even made an offer. If I was able to be in charge with a man like my beloved brother, Musa Muslim Abui, I would make that a new Walt Disney of educators. But you just don't come there just for education. You can live there. It's just so much you can do that people will gravitate there and see what the African Americans are all about. We come here very educated. They try to take it away from us, but we built this country to say that. So Adam, we are the type. We are the type of Adam. That's why our prophet was not an Arab. The people want you to know we are going to bring about a great democracy. That came from the way Prophet Muhammad taught the Quran. to bring about democracy. And they came together, and then when they came together, they knew they couldn't do it as individuals, so they decide to come together collectively. To do what? So the community can benefit, because you have all these minds coming together. And so therefore they came up with a community. That's in the Quran. Allah wants us to be a community. Allah wants us to be together. So we inherit that. We inherit that spirit. We inherit the people for not just be an individual. It wasn't just for us to be individuals. It's for us to come together and build a community. The ants have a community. The birds have a community. Animals have a community. We are the member of the community. And they have proven, those are the signs that God gave to us that show us, if you study his creation and see, they have a community, they establish for themselves to be able to what? Be able to do what they was created to do. So we have to establish our soul. If you ain't in your soul, if you ain't listening to your soul, you never will get there. So do we ever think about what is the reading of the Quran? Until this month, we're reading the Quran. You ever think about what you're reading? Are you reading the Quran? Are you applying what you read? Are you grasping the understanding of the Quran? Allah will give it to you. But he only will give it to you if your heart is right. It's every day of your life. Every day of your life, there are things that we have to share with others, other persons, people, people in all walks of life. But you got to talk to them. Sit next to them. Don't stand up over them. Become their friends. Mingle amongst them. Make it plain. And you'll find out they'll listen. Once you see that light of understanding, you have to put it back into the community in the language in which they understand. The Bible says, man of the book, no one ever was sent to heaven except those who were already in heaven. That's how they felt. That's the people of the book. Those people were very intelligent. But they do not realize, it does not realize that it is normal to have those kind of thoughts. But if they would teach the proper way, you can't accept that. But we are teaching by the Prophet Muhammad. He is the Qibla. He's the direction. He's the direction to where we're trying to go. No one, under no circumstances, no one under any circumstances can tell you that we was not made and created by God himself to be over top of this creation. That is in our nature. He's not an Arab. And people think, and then brothers come here and make you feel that he's an Arab. He's not an Arab, brothers and sisters. Under no circumstances. He can't be Arab, because what was his father? In order for him to be that perfect example, he had to be in his nature to learn what God would teach him. That was his nature. But we have to understand that on this planet Earth, if we would understand that we was the first identity that God has given it to us, we was the first identity. And when you understand that you're the first identity, you understand that we are Muslims, Muslims in Islam. Yes, and we have to represent that. We have to represent that in the way that the people will understand and come to you, because why? We are a community. It's about our history, and we would benefit. We will benefit, brothers and sisters, that we understand the excellence the moral excellence in the human being, as God has shown us through Prophet Muhammad in the Quran. When you look at Muhammad the Prophet, you'll see God wants us to be in his creation. Our soul will talk to us if we will listen. And the angels will talk to you if you will listen. They sit on our shoulders, and we don't understand who they are. We don't have a clue who they are. And when you don't have a clue who Allah is, it's very, very difficult for you to understand. So we have to come to the understanding and realize that we are one community. One, not two, not three. We are one community, brothers and sisters. That's what we are. We are one community. So that is in our nature. It is in our nature because Allah wants us to be able to do what? Tune into your nature. Tune in your nature and act like those birds and those bees and those are insects. They're not you. And you have to establish. You have to establish ourself, owner of what? Your soul. That's your soul. So if you can follow your soul, and you can't follow your soul, brother and sister, you go astray. Yes, you go astray. And you just don't have the comprehension of who you are. Prophet Muhammad never left his soul. In the Holy Quran, he says, know as a perfect example. That's what he's known as, a perfect example for all human beings. So God says to Prophet Muhammad, turn yourself towards the sacred mosque, the Qibla, the direction. And it goes again, the Qibla. God is talking to all of us, believers. Wherever you are in this world, turn your face towards the sacred mosque. This is for all Muslims, all believers, to turn yourself towards the sacred mosque. We do that, and he would make us honored to be blessed when we make our prayers. I made a dua for Musa. He called me. Nothing. I'm all right. I'm all right. Allah. That prayer must have got to him real good, that dua. But God promised us, and that was my talk this evening, and I can't go too much into it, but God promised us, if we do that, wherever you are on this earth, this is God talking, he would bring us, that's why he said, he'll bring us all together. He would bring us all together. As many scholars as they just fussing of unity. They don't like that, but they're fussing. At least they're having conversations for the lack of community. God made it plain and clear. Yes, you Spanish, you can be from Spain, you can be from Italy, you can be from London, you can be from China, you can be from the Philippines, how about Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, India, Turkey, how about Russia, in Africa, what about here in America, the United States of America? God said, I didn't say it. God said, wherever we are, he would bring us all together. Well, if you don't think, under the shadow of a doubt, if you have no clue, brothers and sisters, I am here to tell you we are all in our homes together. whether you're Caucasian, Latino, you can be Italian, you can be Irishman, you can be a Jew or Christian, you are in America and have to do the same thing, and that is stay in your home. Be amongst your family. Who is the family? The human family. So take your vitamins, because they locking people up. That tells you to take your vitamin C, build your immune system. If you build your immune system, you're going to be okay. Those who are ill, we have to pay attention to them. So I'm going to tell you tomorrow what we're going to do as far as coming together as one and help those who can't help themselves. Because what's happened to our seniors, they're dying by the dozens. They go to the hospital, they don't come home, you can't see your loved one. They put it in bags, they'll hand it to you. If you put it in right in the grave, don't leave it out. Because if you leave it out, you might get an autopsy and find out you didn't die from COVID-19. But if you are sick internally and you get shot with those needles that they're giving you, mix it, and you're a dead person. The problem is it could have been your heart, could have been your kidney. But today, when you pass away, they name it what? What do they name it? This virus. And guess what? It's not the virus. But it is the virus because it's injected in you, or you put it on it through your hands or whatever they say you do. So you have to be sick. We ain't stupid. We ain't going around. Nothing going to make us sick. And we are learning to wash our hands every day, at least 5 times a day, because we don't come to Salat unless we do what? Clean up. So I thank you for listening, and I apologize from the bottom of my heart that I couldn't give you at least an hour or at least 45 minutes, but that's technology. That is technology. And I can honestly say to you, it's okay, because we paid the price to be the boss. It made a price to be the boss, James Brown used to sing. So that's us. So we can accept things happen in life. We're not perfect, but your good outweigh your bad. I'm not perfect, and I'm not telling you you're perfect, but I worry about if my good outweigh my bad. That's the only way I'm going to get to paradise. So far, I can count how many times I did a sin. I cannot count how many times I did good, so I don't have to count. I believe I got more good in, but I might slide into heaven. I might walk into heaven. I might run into heaven, but I don't want to be on ground zero, the 7 levels. I want to get to that 7 level, that 7 level. So therefore, I'm humble enough to say that I apologize. And I understand technology, and I understand, man, we can forget, and it's okay, because your heart is greater than your actions. If I said anything to hurt anyone, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. If I disappoint anyone, I'm asking you all to forgive me. And if I said something that was incorrect, well, I'm human, I make mistakes. In the other Islam, we say subhanAllah. But if I ask you, did you learn anything to stand up in your soul, stand up in your spirit, stand up in your being and picture, your nature in which you was created, stand up in your obedience to God, which we refer to as taqwa. Don't give me that credit, brothers and sisters. Give that credit to Allah Himself. Peace and blessings. Upon the prophet, we always salute the prophet because Allah appreciates that. We understand that he is one. He's the Lord of the world, but that's his messenger, but a perfect messenger, because everything that came here as a prophet is in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we give him the salute, because the salute is for all the prophets. As I speak of Adam, I bring you the greetings from him. Peace and blessing be upon him. And from our father of the intellectual mind of all nations, of Abraham, whatever you want to choose to call him, he's our brother. but he's our father, not our biological father. We only got one father, Adam, and he is the son of Adam, and so is Jesus. Jesus says, and I greet you from him. That's our brother, Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. And so therefore we salute you from him. But to go through all that, all we have to say is the seal of the prophet. Peace and blessings be upon the prophet. That's all of them in one. See how merciful God is. I greet you from the Arabic language, from the Holy Quran. Well, I wish you all out there a happy holiday. And pardon me, the holiday, Ramadan. To have a beautiful, a happy Ramadan, not a sad Ramadan, a happy Ramadan. So I say Ramadan Mubarak. And I shall return, inshallah, I return tomorrow at 7 to 9. If I cut it short, it's up to me. It's all a fail. All depends on what's going on in society. If you need to contact me, ask MuradMuhammad at yahoo.com. You can send me an email, and we will get right back to you whatever question you have to ask. Be safe out there and do what you're told to do. Follow orders, wear your mask so nobody don't lock you up, because they locking you up and giving you a $100 fine or putting you in jail for a year. You don't want that. My brothers, don't open up these masjids and act like they don't see you, because they wait, and they come down on you, and then you pay a big price. But more important, you put the harm of the believers in harm's way, and you shouldn't do that. The country, the government, the president, and we have to listen to them. You don't like the president, then vote him out. If you can't do that, you have to respect him. He's the president of the United States of America. And that's what we believe in. Put him in there. He may not like everything he does, but he said something very profound. And he said, listen, if you don't like me, show me who became president, did so much for you. Now, you can't be counting Brother Obama. Why? He was the president the first time in the history of America. How could he change 100 years of history and then give it all to us in 8 years? It can't happen, brothers and sisters. But we have to say he did more than what he did there. What did he do? He motivated our children to not feel like they are slaves or they're three-fifths of a human being. Give them motivation, determination. See, you can do it too. I got to thank Jesse Jackson, because he ran and he was close. Boy, he was close. So he got Obama, you see. He didn't know that. He motivated Obama to be president. And now the President Obama motivates our children that they can be president of the United States of America. This is our home. This gives us a peace that we helped build. We ain't trying to leave America. Everybody's trying to get in America. Thank you for listening. Peace and love. Assalamu alaikum.